And now, in colour, Tim Firth, Tim de Jong, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke.
Well, this week's a bit special. We're in the midnight carol service of my local church in Egham. I've invited Tim, Mike and Firthy to come round and spend Christmas Van Dyke style. What's Christmas Van Dyke style?
Exactly the same as at home, but it costs 25 quid.
25 quid?
Dearly beloved, as this is the midnight carol service, the right-hand side of the church has been designated a hypocrites-only section. Thank you.
That's you, Will.
I'm not a hypocrite.
Will? You wrote into Thora Heard on Songs of Praise, saying your disabled mother found great comfort in the words of Love in an Elevator by Aerosmith.
Yeah, well, you've got to admit, it sounded tremendous with the whole congregation singing it there. Anyway, that was only a bet, because Mike had written in requesting Harry Seacombe sing Ying Tong Id Lai Po on the...
Shh, service is starting.
And now, dearly beloved, will you please welcome... From Egham, weighing 270 pounds, the undisputed incumbent vicar of the Diocese of Egham and Staines, the Reverend Ian Watson!
Does the vicar normally come up the centre aisle with a shiny dressing gown on?
I think they let him because it's Christmas.
Oh.
Dearly beloved, Christmas is a special time, a time for remembering those in this world less fortunate than ourselves. People for whom Christmas is a depressing time. And here I'm thinking, of course, of George Lazenby, who made only one film as James Bond before being replaced by Roger Moore. Let our prayers be with George as he watches the Bond movie this Christmas. In the full knowledge that Roger Moore now owns his own Pacific Island, whereas George has effectively disappeared down the bog. Amen.
And now in colour, a book at bedtime. George Orwell's Animal Farm is read for us by Company Sergeant Major Riggins of the 9th 12th Lancers.
Mr. Jones of the Manor Farm! Headlock the hen houses for the night, but was too long to remember to shoot the bubbles with the ring on the solid lantern, dancing!
Grubby! Barrel in the scullery and made his way to bed where Mrs. Jones was already snoring around the farm!
Good morning, sir. Welcome to the old Rectory Hotel. Can I help you?
Yeah, you can. I was wondering about your complete Christmas getaway break.
Of course, sir. Guaranteed to give you the kind of Christmas you get at home without you having to do anything at all.
Like what?
Well, for a start, at 5:30 on Christmas Day morning, one of our porters bursts into your room shouting, "He's been! He's been!" and fires the Defenders of the Earth laser gun down your ear.
Oh, that's good.
Then at 8:30, it's the Christmas tree light ritual. They don't work, they've never worked, but you still poke around with a screwdriver and once more receive the most extraordinary electric shock.
Lovely.
Then we'll wheel in some neighbours you don't know for some drinks, and you'll try to remember what it is they said last Christmas, so you can carry on the conversation from then.
Right, and Christmas lunch, I presume there'll be far too much?
Of course, sir. And to make it really feel like home, our cook spends 45 minutes trying to get the pudding to light, shouting, "Burn, you little bugger!" until finally there's a big woof, and in he comes with no eyebrows.
Good. Great, and then?
A bit of good and bad, sir. The bad news is that your scheduled New Year's Eve flu bug catches you rather early in the middle of Only Fools and Horses. So it's off to bed with a rocketing temperature and a sick bowl.
Oh. Well, what's the good bit?
You then find out that you did get the sixpence in the Christmas pudding after all.
And now in colour, we are able to reveal that several well-known television theme tunes originally had lyrics. For example, these are the original words to the Ski Sunday music.
I'm going very, very fast, I'm going very, very fast, I'm going really, very, 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 very fast indeed. Oh, I don't think that I can stop, no, I don't think that I can stop. What was that thing that someone told me about bending both my knees?
And we also dug out the original lyrics to the Panorama theme, written by the least well-known of the Dimbleby brothers, Kevin.
Panorama, rather dry and boring, with that strange, gloomy thing. Not like a banana at all is Panorama. I wonder what's on BBC Two. Oh, it's something about gardening, I think. I'll watch that instead.
And finally, these were the lyrics to The Professionals.
We've got flares. We've got flares and 70s haircuts and four capris. This is the repeat. And it's got that bloke in it who was in The Great Escape. What's his name? Oh, what's his name? Oh, he was in Upstairs Dancers. Oh, I know it's Gordon Jackson. Ha! And the final scene will be set in a disused factory. With loads of policemen turning up to.
Well, hey, Christmas morning, Merry Christmas. Will, what's for breakfast?
Yes, Christmas breakfast. Fresh grapefruit, piping hot rolls, crisp sizzling bacon and buttered croissants are sadly not included in the £25. Sorry.
Right, opening presents time. Mike, turn the radio off.
Shh. I sent a message into the World Service Christmas Day broadcast.
You haven't got family overseas.
I know, it was just for a laugh. It said, could you tell the Smith family that their relatives are all desperately ill? Should spoil a few Christmases around the globe, that one.
Sick. Right, here's my presents for you lot. Firthy, you first.
Oh, an action man.
Yeah, good, isn't it? Gripping hands, realistic hair, the lot. Plus, pull the string.
Mortar attack, dig in. Mortar attack, dig in.
And again.
Please could I buy a false moustache and a hat?
What?
It's the military police. Quick, pretend I work here.
Good, isn't it? It's the new action man deserter. Mike, here's yours.
It's an empty box.
Yeah, the TA action man. You only get him one weekend a month. And Will.
He's got square glasses and a keyboard.
Yeah, he's the action Manfred man.
And now in colour, we go over to our cameramen high above St. Andrew's Golf Open in the Goodyear airship.
Oh, no.
What? Has Faldo dropped another stroke?
No. I've forgotten the zoom lens for the camera.
What?
Can we get down a bit closer?
Oh, no.
Now, the question for Faldo will be, what's he going to do here? He's got a tricky little 120-yard shot, left to right breeze, and his backswing restricted by the Goodyear airship 3 feet above his right-hand shoulder.
If you're an atheist, Christmas can be a bit of a damp squib.
Well, not anymore.
Join in the celebrations while retaining a certain detachment with the new, and now in colour, Atheist Christmas Carols.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, nothing came down from heaven above, and nothing shone around.
And
the holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, are two non-deciduous garden plants with a quasi-pagan link.
And of course,
good Christian men, be sceptical, assess the facts dispassionately, raise your eyebrows, not your hearts, and stand in corners saying, oh, so he was born in someone's shed. Very likely, I don't think. Chinny, chinny, reckon. Ooh, I scratch my beard.
And for those who can't commit themselves to being full atheists, try our companion songbook, 20 Great Carols for Agnostics.
Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Possibly.
Enemy submarine sighted on the radar, sir.
Red alert. Action station.
I say, Lieutenant!
Yes, sir?
Break open another box of Aaron White polar neck jumpers for the men.
Very good, sir.
There we go. That's better.
They've fired at us, sir.
Stand by for a hit. Right. Tighten up those little wheels that don't do anything.
Very good, sir.
Hoskins!
Yes, sir?
Break out some more white polar neck jumpers.
Oh, not more jumpers, sir. I'm already wearing three.
Now, everyone, listen up.
Hey, everyone, the old man wants a word.
Probably lost his pipe.
Things are looking a touch dark at the moment. So I'm asking for a volunteer to grow a small, goatee beard.
I'll do it, sir.
Good man. Now, up periscope and start music. Where's the chirpy comedy cockney?
Here, sir.
Thank goodness for that.
Cup of tea, sir.
Well done, cockney.
How'd you like it, sir? 16 sugars.
Nice one, cockney.
Enemy defeated, sir.
Well done.
Hurrah for the CO.
Hurrah!
Will, door.
Got it. Hello?
Yeah, go on then. Here's 50p. Sing once in Royal David City.
All right.
Once in...
Hold on. What are you playing at?
Oh, God, I can't get the hang of this carol singing. I've lost 40 quid already this Christmas.
Hey, everyone, it's the Queen's speech.
And now on BBC One, it's time for Her Majesty the Queen.
This is a very special Christmas. 1992 will see the unification of Europe. And as we stand here on the brink of joining hands with our European allies, we must all remember to watch our handbags. Keep them under your coat. Watch out on the beach, especially those little Italian children. They go like the clappers. Your lager has got 4 inches of froth on it. Send the bugger back. They're all robbing scum. It's all a mistake. A terrible mistake. We all put our jobs on our women. Krauts, eye ties, 2 World Wars and 1 World Cup.
Well, it's certainly a change from last year.
Damn. Damn.
What?
The meal's ruined. I've spilt the turkey.
Well, now there's a verb you don't often hear applied to turkey.
You can't spill a turkey.
You can if it's a pot noodle.
Pot noodle? My 25 quid once a year Christmas treat was a pot noodle?
It's very nutritious. Look at all those numbers down the side.
I thought it was odd when he got up 2 minutes ago and said, better get started.
Money back.
Mike, did you know that the E numbers only have E in front so people in the north could understand them?
Money back.
E. 127. E.
Money back.
All right. Okay, fair enough. I'll get us a turkey dinner.
Number 27. 4 turkey chow mein.
That's great.
I don't believe it.
Shut up. We're lucky to find this one open. I thought we were going to have to go even further than Hull.
While we're eating, how about I go on these new tarot cards my mum got me?
What kind of Christmas present is tarot cards?
A brilliant one. I can tell your future with these, Firth, you fat northern sceptic. Pick 3 cards.
A load of rubbish. What have I got? Don't tell me. The sun, the skeleton and the ivory tower?
No. The Chinese meal, the stomach and the botulism.
And now in colour, we go over to the Japanese Grand Prix.
And sensationally, Mansell makes his 3rd pit stop of the race for new tyres and fuel. And if I'm not mistaken, that means he'll almost certainly have collected enough vouchers for a free set of glasses as well. And with Ayrton Senna still without enough air miles to get to the final race in Germany. Mansell must be confident of the world championship and another barbecue stick. Well done, Nigel.
And now in colour, the improvisational game for minicab drivers. Whose lane is it anyway?
It started out in innocence, the way that these things do, in the buffet at Northampton Station. There was one other bloke there. Train was 40 minutes late. So I thought, make idle conversation. God, 40 minutes. I don't know, what a day. To make it worse, you know, I split my nail trying to pull a staple out this morning. He said when he was 7, he stapled his thumb to an egg box. And I went, oh. Because his story was grislier than mine. So I mentioned how our neighbour had his left thumb bitten off by a cow and had to take it to the clinic wrapped in cling film. Quick as a flash, this bloke said his uncle once worked on a farm and got his arm caught in the thresher, so now it's shorter and points the wrong way. The buffet started to go quiet as I leaned across and told him how my brother had his ear bent sideways in a car wash. But he rallied with a belter about a friend who got his mouth caught on the doorknob of a Morris Minor and got dragged for 20 yards. So then we threw the mental filing cabinets wide open and went scrabbling for that really grisly story lurking at the back, which every time we proudly bring out to out-grizzle all the others. I weighed in with my usual winner about last Christmas dinner, when my uncle turned blue, stood up, sneezed, and broad beans shot out of both nostrils. Has he been saving up his best one about his granny who got knocked down, both her legs bent round and her head rolled into the co-op? So I stood up and began to make one up about an operation where they sewed me back up with the bedpan still inside me. And later on, some travellers told their friends the grisly story of two blokes they'd found who hacked each other to death with British Rail plastic spoons.
Come and fix the boiler, mate.
Yes, about time. Come in.
All right, through here, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, right. Stone cold, isn't it?
Yes.
God, it's even colder inside.
Fridges generally are. This is the boiler.
Yeah, right.
You are from Fixed Gas,
aren't you? Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, let's have a look at this thing.
What?
Don't like that magnetic animal much. Right. Okay, well, I see your problem. It's not working, is it?
No. Can you fix it?
Well, I'll give it a go.
Oh, boiler, in the name of Abdul Al-Hazred, I command you to work properly.
No, wrong spell. Here, hold this incense.
Excuse me, mate.
Oh, boiler, on the infamous Necronomicon that has come down to us from the realms of Cthulhu, I command you to heat up water in the way you're supposed to.
No. Got any children?
No, why?
Gonna have to sacrifice a virgin for this one, I think.
For God's sake, just stop all this occult nonsense. Just fix it like anyone else.
Yeah, well, what it is your valve's gone, mate. problem with these Lithuanian boilers is your parts. Going to have to order that one in. Should only take a couple of months, but we've got a man off with flu at the moment. Might be able to get someone to call around when you're out early next year, but fixing it, well, not this century. All right.
I think my sister may still be a virgin.
This is a worldwide emergency request. Would a Mr. The name has been smudged. Currently thought to be in... that's smudged too. Please check into Vernon Pools in Aberdeen before 5 o'clock today to claim his £1 million jackpot.
Mike, do you realise how many Christmases you're ruining with these fake announcements?
Shh. So, Tim, your tarot cards are the Conqueror, the Ocean and the World.
Oh, fantastic. That means I'm going to be king of all fish.
No.
I better pack.
Tim, there is an art to interpreting these cards.
Go on. Let's see yours then, Mike.
Okay. I've picked out the Dark Knight, the car crash, and the severed limb. That means I'm going to be lucky in love.
Right. Christmas Day, stage three. The Walk.
Oh, no.
Now, come on. Where's Firthy? Firthy!
I am an anarchist. I am an antichrist.
What are you doing?
I'm just having a play of this new sheet music I got.
Honestly, why do people buy this stuff? It always sounds ridiculous at home. I mean, what is it? 20 Acid House dance tracks arranged for beginner bassoon or something?
No, actually, it's 20 punk classics arranged for folk guitar.
We're so pretty, oh, so pretty. We're fake and...
Oh, God! Hey, Firthy, I didn't know you'd got this karaoke record as well. Let's have a go.
No, look, I haven't budgeted for the electricity of that.
Yeah,
go on. Bung it on. Here's the microphone.
No, look, my family always used to go for a nice long walk in the wind and rain on Christmas Day. It's fun, it's traditional, and you get free soup when they rescue you.
Here's ours, right? Okay, you join with me, okay? This is Agadoo, okay? Right, steady.
Agadoo, do, push pineapple, shake the tree.
Weather's narrating.
Look, shut up, all right?
Push pineapple, black coffee.
Well, sing the proper words if you're going to do it.
Jump up and down and to the knees.
Oh, they are the proper words.
Every night. Sing for the hula melody.
Come on, nonsense. What does that mean for a start?
Will, can I just tell you, you are turning into a dad.
And it was far too loud.
Shut up! Right, Tim, your turn.
What do I do?
No, it's all right, it's dead easy. Just sing the words on the sheet. I'll point at you when you have to start.
Right, ready? Here it comes. And your track is... Oh. Largo al factotum from the Barber of Seville.
I'll have a crack. Tim really does rise to a challenge, doesn't he?
And now in colour, a book at bedtime. The second episode of George Orwell's Animal Farm is read for us by a piano tuner.
Three nights late.
And now in colour, our Christmas reading from the New Revised Modern Bible.
Some seed fell on ground which had recently been re-tarmacked. And the farmer said to the youth opportunity employee, we are not doing this for a laugh, you know. Some seed was pilfered by the migrant workers, and the farmer saw that it was gone, along with his car. But some seed fell on ground covered by the EEC agricultural subsidy scheme. And the farmer said to his investment advisor, yo, safe man, gimme five. This means loads of money.
That was the parable of the farmer with less than 30 hectares.
Lads, bomb movie's on. I love Christmas Day evening. A big chair, the bomb movie, and some Quality Street. Pass the tin, Firthy.
Yes, not many left.
Hello, Trev.
Hello, Brian.
I see we're through the last Quality Street in the tin again this year.
Yeah.
That's 5 years on the trot I've not been eaten.
What are you?
I'm that horrid, nuggety one. You?
I'm the gold one that looks quite nice, but then you spit it out.
Still, at least we're not the Montelimar.
How long's he been here?
17 years, this was. Old Jack, they call him. Donald Black and Wizened. Lives in a cave at the far side of the tin.
You know who really gnashed me off? Those flaming purple caramel ones with the hazelnuts. They're so bloody smug. They know they're always the first to go. I'm pushing for a union agreement where everyone's eaten in strict rota. And it's called Equality Street.
Hold on, Brian. You're being picked. You're being picked.
I am. Oh, God, I can't believe it. Wait, I'm going up, Trev. This is it, my hour of glory. Immortality, here I come.
I love these gold ones. Mmm. Horrible. the Bond film. Great. Which one is it? View to a Kill, Goldfinger? Let's see. It's the new one, written by John Godber, called Bonds. James Bond returns to his hometown of Heckmanwick in West Yorkshire to reconcile his estranged father.
Gay up, son. Dad's done all right with your fancy cars and space rockets. But Dad's never sent back a penny for our mother's operation.
Bugger that.
Let's do some funny phone calls.
Oh, no, come on, those are unfair.
Yeah, don't be wet, it's a laugh. Right, pick a number. Right. Listen to this. Oh, hello? Yes, I'd like to speak to Colonel Gaddafi, please. Oh. Happy Christmas, Colonel. It's an extraordinary coincidence.
Look, isn't there usually a good play on the radio or something?
And now on Radio 4, a short Christmas story for children, read by Ian Holm.
There is no Father Christmas. It's your mum and dad who leave the presents. And your dad who eats the mince pies you leave for the reindeer. There is no, repeat, no Father Christmas.
That was There Is No Father Christmas by Michael Rutger.
Oh, Mike, for God's sake!
Look, I'll get my tarot cards.
No, look, it's Christmas. Yo-ho-ho, bells, sleighs, not morbid bonkers predictions.
They're not bonkers.
Oh, yeah, right, what? So Tim will become king of all fishes and you will have a car crash and be lucky in love. That's true, is it? You spoiled the whole Christmas day,
yeah. Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Well, up yours, the lot of you. I'm going to squeeze the last drops of enjoyment out of Christmas on my own at home. So there.
Get! Better off without him and his stupid tarot card rubbish. Let's go and watch some telly, come on. Oh, what is it now?
I am Neptune, ruler of the oceans, and I have come for the chosen one they do call Tim de Jong, to be my crown prince of guild creatures.
Well, that's a bit of a turn up for the books. I'll get my coat.
Hey, hold on a minute. Now what? Yeah, evening, sir. I'm afraid there's been a bit of an accident. A Mr. Michael Rutger ran out of your drive into our police car. He's had his leg chopped off. I think he's all right. He's just fixed up a date with WPC Simpson.
And now, In Colour was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim de Jong, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lissa Evans.